Sports Radio 99 The Game Morning Show on this Wednesday. Thanks in the last hour to both Dan Quinn, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, and to Braves manager Brian Snicker. Thanks to the Atlanta Braves for really interesting interviews with both head coach and manager, and talking about expectations. And I think it's fair to say that they got some decisions to make with the Braves in the offseason. And we talked a little bit about it. Your questions in regards to how they handled the season, and now what do they do going forward, and how you add to this team without subtracting to it. You add talent without subtracting that special kind of feeling they had amongst this ball club. That's a tricky proposition to do.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those things, John, where you're going to have to figure out how you're going to construct this team moving forward, what pieces you're going to add and subtract. And that's going to be tough, because I think that a lot of people fell in love with this team this year because of the way that they played. And the one thing that you don't want to mess up, or you don't want to change, you don't want to alter too much, is the chemistry. The chemistry of that ball club. You don't want to do that. And that's going to be the biggest obstacle that you're probably going to have to face.
Of course, a busy offseason is going to continue. A lot of awards for the Atlanta teams, Acuna and Snicker, and then we don't discount the fact that Tata Martino was named MLS Coach of the Year yesterday, another award, and we expected Joe, I'm sorry? Yeah, I know. Hopefully he takes a title out the door.
Not to make anybody feel bad about that. I'm just saying he is leaving, though. Mm.
And down the road, Michael Parker's up for Defender of the Year, Joseph Martinez and Miggy both up for MVP. So
they might leave, too. Just saying. Just keep it 100.
I know. Miggy more than Joseph.
Yeah, I'm just saying, keep it 100.
Hopefully. I know this is what we have to do. It's the way soccer works as opposed to, other sports. Hopefully we keep them in town. But hey, it's been a great award season, and it might get even better with some other awards done. And who knows what lies ahead for the Atlanta Falcons this year. I mean, you can say, I know that lies ahead for the – you never know. You never know until they play the games. We'll see. College football will be handing out awards fairly soon. They'll be handing out a national championship trophy at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
It happens.
At Levi's Stadium in San Francisco, where the championship game is, and who's going to be in there. We thought we'd have a little bit of fun this morning because Arthur said he wanted to ask us a few questions about college football, like yes or no questions. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, let's have some fun with this. I mean, we've had an interesting day with both the coaches, managers of both the Braves and the Falcons, and congratulations to Brian Snicker. But now we're going to have some yes or no rapid-fire questions pertaining to college football.
Okay.
So open your mind, and if you want to elaborate on your answers, feel free to do so.
Okay.
First, question number one. Can two SEC teams make the playoff again this season?
Can two teams make it? I'm thinking my answer is no.
Hey, not this year. I don't think so either.
I just think
the reason why I say that, AT, is because if Michigan and Notre Dame do what they're supposed to do and win out,
mm-hmm.
and if Georgia beats Alabama, most people are going to want to put Alabama in. I don't see that happening. You can't do that.
Yeah, you'd have Clemson and Notre Dame both unbeaten, and you'd have a 12-1 Michigan team that's Big Ten champions.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Notre Dame, since they have two games remaining against Syracuse and then at USC, if they lose a game, will they miss the playoffs?
Yes, absolutely. They're out.
Because then now you're looking – I hate to say this, but then now it's kind of tied to question number one. Now I think Alabama gets in.
Yeah, in that case I do.
Yeah, I think Alabama gets in. That's weird. I know it's weird, but mm-hmm. I think that's just how the college football playoffs is thinking.
All right, I think I already know the answer to this since they shellacked my LSU Tigers and they've shut out Mississippi State in the following week. But is Alabama a consensus given to win the national title?
I don't think it's a given. I think they're the front runners right now. I mean, they're a tough team. Nothing's a given, especially now with Tua Tagovailoa being banged up, and we don't know the severity of his injury because this is something that he's been dealing with all week, and we've heard him, everybody say that he's okay. Mm-hmm. But we've seen times where he's limped off the field a few times. And this time I think is a little bit worse than it has been in the past time. So yeah, nothing's a given. Nothing is.
All right, so I got to answer that yes or no. I'm going to say no, that Alabama's not going to win the national title.
Mm.
I'm going to say that it's going to be too as great as they are. The idea of beating Georgia, Michigan, and Clemson because that's what they've got to do. Well, let me take that back. They got to beat Auburn, yeah. Georgia, Clemson, Michigan, and Clemson back to back to back to back. Now, I just think that's too tall an order, even for Alabama. By the way, if they do that, if they beat Auburn, Georgia, Michigan, and Clemson back to back to back to back, I might be sitting here saying they're the greatest college football team I've ever seen. And that's saying something considering 95 Nebraska and 2001 Miami. But I would say that, no, I'm going to say no right now, no.
You know what? Hugh mentioned Tua. It's amazing that sixth sense he has to anticipate my questions. Do you think he will win the Heisman and become the first player since Archie Griffin to win two Heisman trophies?
Do you have to think about this year, but you have to think about next year. I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
I'm going to say yes.
And nobody's done. Hey, there have been a lot of guys.
I don't want to elaborate on that either.
There have been a lot of guys who've had opportunities, obviously. Jameis Winston won it as a freshman. He had an opportunity. Johnny Manziel won it as a freshman. He had an opportunity. But they weren't in the same position that Tua is in. I think Tua wins it this year. I know that Kyler Murray's had a couple of nice games, but I think Tua still wins it, maybe going away. And then he's certainly the odds-on favorite next year. And until proven otherwise, yeah, I think that it's entirely plausible that Tua Tagovailoa becomes the first player since Archie Griffin, only the second all-time, to win multiple Heisman trophies, yes.
By the way, while you two may be able to say his name, can you spell it?
That's no code.
Tagovaila, right?
No.
Ah.
Hugh?
Wait a minute. Give me a second. I'm Googling it.
You can't Google it.
What are you talking about? I didn't. Okay. It's T-A-G-O-V-A.
Oh, that's like O-A, isn't it?
V-A-I-L-O-A.
There's another.
T-A-G-O-V-A-I-L-O-A.
Yeah, I forgot the other O at the end of his name.
All right. Switching up to Columbus, Ohio. Will Urban Meyer be the Ohio State head coach next season?
That's a good one. That's a tough one. Boy, he was bent over in that Michigan State game like he was sick. He was sick. like ever since John Freaky said that, I look at him and he's like, Lord have mercy, I'm ready to do something else. He might pull what he did with the Florida Gators. I'm going to say yes. He will be the coach next year. But after that, it's up in the air. It's up in the air after that, though.
No!
He's not going to be the coach.
Well, because two reasons. One, because I think that three reasons. One, I think it just isn't working out. I mean, Ohio State, brought him back, and the whole thing is still going on today. Zach Smith and the supposedly whether he did racist comments or didn't do racist comments, and Urban Meyer said yesterday, no, he didn't do racial things. And
Zach Smith, he's the Nino Brown of college football right now.
And
it's bigger than him.
Ohio State needs this to go away.
He's telling on everybody.
And the only way Zach Smith goes away is if Urban Meyer goes away. And so I think that's one. Number two is Urban can't be happy. If he loses to Michigan, you're not going to have a national championship. It's been a very disappointing year. Not to mention the fact that Ryan Day, their interim coach, was named head coach in waiting. And I think Urban's going to get an offer, I think either from the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Cleveland Browns to go to the NFL.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
Interesting.
I think
with that Florida connection.
Yeah, the Florida connection. He goes back to Florida. He brings Tim Tebow along as an offensive coordinator.
Oh, really?
Tim Tebow. Kind of thing.
But Tim Tebow's living out his baseball life.
Yeah, well, okay.
He ain't about to
sure.
do that.
Yeah.
By the way, we got to give credit to Darryl for finding this music.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Like game show music.
We need to do this more often.
Like we're back in church.
I kind of like this rapid fire segment.
All right, I've got a couple more questions for you then, Hugh. With Colorado expected to part with head coach Mike McIntyre, and Louisville already firing Bobby Petrino, which next big name coach is more likely to be kicked to the curb out of the following names: Clay Helton of USC, Gus Malzahn of Auburn.
Ooh, I'm gonna tell you before you get through that list. Uh-oh. I was thinking Gus Malzahn was the first name that came to my list.
I'll give you two more names: Larry Fedora and Willie Taggart. So you're going with Malzahn?
Ooh, Willie name, that's a good one.
After 1 year, you think?
Right, so no, wait. I don't think so. Right, I think they know it's going to be tough.
Clay Helton at USC, Gus Malzahn, Larry Fedora at UNC, or Willie Taggart. All right, can we take Fedora out of that because Fedora's gone? I mean, he's just gone. He's going to be. They're one and said they're awful. He's
gone.
He's
gone. Then he's gone. That's your pick.
So Willie Taggart, Clay Helton, or Gus Malzahn? Wow.
We still haven't figured out what Gus Miles, but we know it was fired because I've had people on Twitter on three different occasions tell me that it was something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said I won't get fired for this. Somebody said he might get fired for this and something else. But The consensus is he said something about being fired. So I'm thinking Gus Malzahn might, and I know they paid him a whole lot of money.
Man, or he wants to be fired.
Man, one of the two.
This is really not an easy question. I think Taggart's going to be okay at Florida State for another year. Then next year he's probably going to be fired. He doesn't get this better. Boy, it's a tie between Malzahn and Helton. I think Helton's gone. Malzahn, I think he's gone. If they get beat 54-7 by Alabama, mm-hmm. I think he's gone too. I mean, all right, if I have to say one, I'm going to go Clay Helton at USC out.
Well, all right. He's probably gone.
All right, our final question of the day. You probably heard the news yesterday that ESPN has invented another bowl game, as if we needed more. It's called the Myrtle Beach Bowl. It's going to start in 2020.
Yeah, the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
The Myrtle Beach Bowl. Where are they playing the Myrtle Beach Bowl?
Myrtle.
In Myrtle Beach.
Where at? There's no stadium in Myrtle Beach.
The home of Coastal Carolina.
No. That's not at Myrtle Beach. That's in Conway.
All right, well, you take it up with ESPN.
This is a Conway Bowl.
The question is...
Come on, the Myrtle Beach Bowl. It's 30 miles from Myrtle Beach.
The question is, has the time come to reduce the number of these bowl games? Because I don't know what... It'll bring it up to 40, I'm told. 40 bowl games.
I don't think so.
Man.
Because these bowl games... I would say no, because these bowl games are outlets for people that don't like their in-laws. I am not laughing. I am so
I've never
serious.
Really looked
honey,
at it that
I can't
way.
Talk to you. I got to watch
no,
the Conway
think about,
Bowl.
Like, everybody don't get it. Listen.
Florida International
everybody don't
Akron.
Get it. Everybody don't get along with the in-laws. Well, that's a good way to get away from them, especially when they're at your house.
All right, listeners, if you had some fun with that today, let us know if you'd like us to bring it back sometime.
And they can suggest questions, too, on Twitter. You can throw it out there to them. You know, and we don't just have to do college football. We could do
dating advice because I give out great dating advice.
Wendy, what about rapid fire dating advice from Hugh? Would that be something you would roll with?
I'm good.
I give great dating advice. Ain't been on a date
I'll
in a while,
Google
but
I mean,
hey, I'm about like every other single individual that run around the city giving out advice to folks.
Chuck Woolery, you are not.
You can't really do dating advice from someone who doesn't date.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I give out great advice though.
No.
Well, just because one does not tell you that they date doesn't mean that they don't date.
So then I can give advice on kids.
That's different.
No.
Totally
that's different.
I disagree.
That's different.
Well, because we've all dated.
Yeah, we've all dated.
Y'all don't have children
or babies.
Cool.
You can't bring facts to the table, John.
Yeah, not on that one. I'm riding with you, Wendy.
Yeah, you don't want my dating advice.
I give great dating advice.
No, John, you're married.
I don't take it. I know I'm not a great date. I know that. I know. I mean, and that's
no,
cool.
I'll give great marriage advice. Marriage advice I can handle because it took me a marriage to figure it out. The marriage advice is simple. Marry your best friend. You know the old saw about don't mess up the friendship? You know that? You know, man and a girl, they're best friends, don't mess up the friendship? No, that's exactly who you want to marry.
Yeah, I messed that up. My dating advice is just do what I say and we'll get along.
Yeah, because
fine.
Once you get past all the...
it don't usually work like that.
Honeymoon stuff. The friendship. Because, see, you know why? Because love is easy, but like is hard.
What if you're better friends, though? I was better friends with my ex-wife. We were better friends.
Follow me. Love is easy, like is hard. You can love a lot of things. Liking somebody, really liking them, that's not an easy thing to do. For who they are and all their warts and everything?
Yeah, I'm not a wart liker.
I have to ponder on this one.
I'm not a wart liker. And I know I'm one-sided when it comes to dating. Just do what I tell you to do and you'll be fine. Yeah, that's why I don't
date. What type of, come on.
Exactly, but I know that about me, so it's cool.
Man, don't
I'm
say
cool.
that on the air, man.
But it's the truth.
Man, don't say that.
It's the truth.
How big is your club at the house?
As tall as he is.
Do you have a Flintstone car? We can do that. It'd be like rapid fire.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, listen, I know I fall short in the dating game.
Is your best friend named Barney?
I'm just saying, I know I fall short in the dating game. It is what it is.
You're going to date a woman named Wilma?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that probably work.
We'll just call you Fred.
Yeah, I probably need to date a woman just like me, cavemanish or cavewomanish.
Which that wouldn't work either.
It probably wouldn't work because she'd be trying to run the show, and I'm like, nah, I'm the paterfamilias. Just do what I say. We'd be cool.
Morning show with John and Fred as we continue next. Hey, a big show at the Fox this weekend with Sebastian Maniscalco. He's going to join us. We're going to get a little preview and taste ahead. Your chance to win tickets, too. It's all ahead.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Who wants a ring? It's the greatest show on turf.
Championship mindset, let's go.
Be focused, get in there and open a can, all right?
Championship right here, boy. Go.
And this season, it's in our own backyard. Keep listening as we bring you Super Bowl 53.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big Wednesday on the morning show. Brian Snicker, NL Manager of the Year. Tata Martino, MLS Coach of the Year. A lot of awards being handed out to Atlanta. So a big Wednesday. Big weekend coming up, of course, Falcons and whatnot, college football. Also, big show coming up Sunday at the Fox. Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be joining the folks in Atlanta. Have a little bit of fun at the fabulous Fox Theater, which is, of course, one of the premier places in the entire nation.
It's nice.
And Sebastian joins us this morning live on the WaveFord.com hotline. Morning to you.
Sebastian, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, Sebastian, I got to tell you right off the bat, man, I feel your pain on the whole Whole Foods thing. Man, I can see you still hate it. I just hate the fact that it's just so expensive when you go in there just to get some food. It's really, really expensive.
It's expensive. It's so expensive. They got an armed security guard in the fruit section. guy's walking over apples. He's strapped. I'm like, what? Yeah, it's one of these stores you go in, and it's, you know, everybody in there looks like they're, you know, in dire need of a sandwich.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. So curious. I'm always curious about how comedians get into comedy, because a lot of people say it's through tragedy. So, I mean, how did you get into comedy?
I always knew I was going to go into stand-up. I was a big fan of stand-up early on. I told my second-grade teacher on career day that that's what I wanted to do, and I graduated Northern Illinois University and then basically went out to Los Angeles when I was 24 years old and hit the ground running. I didn't really have any, like, tragedy in my life. I come from, like, a Italian family with an immigrant father, and basically that was enough tragedy for me to make a living doing stand-up comedy. My family and my father are pretty much the crux of my act, and you don't have to be Italian to get it, but everybody's got a father, a mother, and those relationships, I think, what people are gravitating towards.
Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be at the Fox Theater on Sunday. We'll give you a couple of tickets away here a little bit later in the interview with John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now some of your, Sebastian, some of your stuff, some of your specials and your tours are named after our show. I don't know if you know this. I mean, you started with What's Wrong with People. Welcome to our show.
Yeah, I've always had these questions, you know, what's wrong with people? Aren't you embarrassed? Why would you do that? I mean, it's part of my observational brain working, and a lot of my material is observational, and I have a kind of a disgust with human behavior. I mean, that's all I do is I walk around town and I ask myself, isn't this guy embarrassed? I mean, the material kind of writes itself. So the one that's coming out, the special that's coming out on Netflix in January, it's called Stay Hungry, which is a departure from all of my questions. But yeah, you're right. I'm glad I made it. My specials are themes of your show.
Yeah, I have a question for you. What's the issue with Orangina? Is it Orangina or Orangina? How do you pronounce that?
I say Orangina, and no one knows what this is. It's like a really kind of like an orange pulpy San Pellegrino type of beverage, and it's really big in the Italian community. But yeah, a lot of people have never had it, and when they do, they're hooked.
So, but well, no, because I'm saying, because it was like, we don't like the, what I said it wrong. Okay,
yes,
I said it wrong, John.
It wrong.
I said it wrong. I didn't know he.
I wasn't gonna say it.
I said it wrong. I said it wrong. That's on me. That's my fault. I said it wrong.
Is it like an Orange Julius? Does it come with an egg? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, just stay away from pronouncing it, and you'll be all right.
Sebastian Maniscalco with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, I'm curious. You know, you mentioned you went to NIU and you're from that area. This being a sports radio station, do you do sports comedy? I mean, except for like White Sox jokes.
No, you know, I stay away from sports. I'm a Chicago guy through and through as far as my sports teams are concerned. And although there's been a lot to joke about in the last, I don't know, 20 years, I stay away from sports. But love to watch sports, and a big Bears fan, and the Bears are doing quite well this year. So I threw out the first pitch at the Mets game this year, which is something I have never done before. I didn't play Little League. I was like a soccer guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a beautiful mullet playing soccer. And like the hair would just – when I did a header, you just saw my head whip around – my hair whip around my head. It was
Wait a minute. You throw out the first pitch at a Mets game. There's not a joke in that?
Well, it was a joke that when I got out there, I didn't know how long or far the damn thing was. I was like, man, can I move up? You gotta really hurl it in there, and I did. I got it right over the plate. It was a nice. I would have backed the batter off if there was a batter in there, but. I was more nervous doing that than performing in front of 20,000 people.
Since you're a Chicago guy, where's the best place in the Chi to get the best deep dish pizza ever?
Lou Malnati's. You can't beat it. It's got that corn crust. It's my favorite pizza. I mean, there's others. There's Giordano's is good. Gino's East, but I'm a Lou Malnati's guy.
Yeah, Malnati's.
My partner's over here. He's getting the nod of approval for that one.
Yeah, like world famous. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, the reason that place you cannot get into that. That forget about the price at Whole Foods. The line at Lou Malnati's. Good luck.
You got to get in there on Thursday to get a pizza on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those joints. We're talking with Sebastian Maniscalco. He's going to be at the Fox Theater on Sunday. By the way, you ever been to Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. I've been coming to Atlanta now for, maybe about 8 years. Started at a comedy club called The Punchline there. And subsequently then went on to play a couple other theaters. And it's been my dream to play that Fox Theater. It's beautiful. It's 4,800 seats. I played the one in Detroit, and it's got the same architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's been one of my goals my whole life to play the three Fox Theaters, the one in St. Louis, Detroit, and Atlanta. And the people of Atlanta have been really, really good to me, so really looking forward to performing there. And what's the food in Atlanta? What do I got to get if I'm going to Chicago to get pizza? What am I coming to get in Atlanta?
A lap dance, probably a lap dance.
Yeah, that would be it.
Like the buffet at the local Shoe Milan establishment. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
they have like French fries and fish plates. And stuff like
wait.
That. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. But speaking of that, what was the toughest place? What is the toughest crowd that you ever played for? What city was that in?
That was in Manteca, California. I performed in a boxing ring, and I had no idea that I was going to perform in a boxing ring until I got there, and it was attached to a bowling alley. So I went in the boxing ring, fresh blood on the canvas from the night before. And people behind me were picking up a spare. So people think they could just throw comedy anywhere and it's going to work, but it's not the case. So, yeah, boxing rings are not really ideal for making people laugh. It's hard to do through ropes.
Well, Sebastian, we look forward to having you in Atlanta. You will enjoy the Fox Theater. And, no, really, the real thing on food is you can't really go wrong here. There's a lot of great restaurants in and around. I don't really have any. I guess you're right, Hugh.
It's the buffet at the strip club.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's got a pretty good buffet.
Yeah. We look forward to
or
Sunday.
Or the lap dance.
Yeah, that too. The lap dance is like, yeah, that too.
Thanks, Sebastian.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Hey, you too.
Sebastian Maniscalco is going to be at the Fox Theater on Sunday right now. Caller number 3 is going to get 2 tickets to see him live on Sunday for Sebastian Maniscalco at the Fox Theater, 404-741-0929. Caller number 3, 404-741-0929, is going to get tickets to see his show. What was this with the orange thing?
Sorry. Dude, I didn't know how to pronounce it. I sounded it out, and it sounded, that's what it sounded. You should have saw Daryl's face.
You said it, and I went, huh?
Yeah, John just blanked out, and I'm just staring at Hugh like, what are you doing?
It was an accident. That's what it sounded like to me. I didn't know. It was on a shirt. I saw it on the shirt.
You ever had an Orange Julius?
Way back in the day.
Now, did you get it with the egg or not with the egg?
I ain't getting no eggs.
Oh, you got to get it with the egg. That's what makes it frothy. Yeah, they put the egg in there, the raw egg. That's what makes it all kind
of
frothy.
This is nasty.
And I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same concept, anyway, as an Orange Julius.
good times.
Caller number three there, Arthur. Caller number three, 404-741-0929 to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Fox. And it is such a great theater. And, you know, I had forgotten how nice the Fox was till I went to a concert there, I don't know, probably about last Christmas.
Daryl, you need to find out when Jill Scott coming to town. Just wanted to put that out there. Like Jill
that's
Scott.
In Hughes World?
No, that's not in Hughes World.
But Hughes World is next.
Yes, we're going to talk about something that I'm so excited about. I've been doing this for a while now, and it's finally coming to the big screen. I'll tell you more about that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind of Hugh Douglas.
Hughes World has been brought to you by Camus, the game day cognac. Because every day is game day.
Well, I got a couple of things that I'm excited about. One I just heard about that I'm going to tell you about in a few seconds. But the first thing that I'm excited about is y'all all know, like I'd say what, 2 years ago, I started this journey. And, you know, I was going around town and I was trying to, you know, collect all these little characters and stuff. I'm talking about Pokemon. Me and Daryl were playing that one time. Daryl gave it away. He gave it up.
I played a new one now. What
you
play
the Pokemon?
They have new Pokemon.
Yes, they got new Pokemon.
They're
yes.
Doing it again?
No, John, they're doing something even bigger. They're making a Pokemon movie, and it's called Detective Pikachu. Now, there's a problem with this. Now, the cast stars, Ryan Reynolds is Detective Pikachu. He's the voice of Pikachu. Mm-hmm. And Bill Nighy, as everybody know, he was the voice of the speaker in Destiny 2, the video game that I play all the time. And I know Daryl watched this. You remember The Get Down that came on Netflix. Justice Smith, the young man that played on The Get Down, is going to be the guy that can actually hear Pikachu what he's saying, because you know in the cartoon you can't hear what Pikachu is saying. But they're making that movie, man, and I'm kind of excited about that.
You here in town?
No, it's not. I don't know where they're making that, John. I just know. No. I know they're making a Pikachu.
They already have the trailers.
Yeah, they already got trailers out for the movie.
Oh, okay.
But there is a movie that my man Greg Clarkson is going to tell us about that is being shot in town, and I'm excited about that too. Greg, what's going on?
I'm playing your sandbox over here. Oh, sorry. I thought it was on there. Sorry about that. I've been in business for a while. Yeah, I appreciate you letting me come and play in your sandbox. I just mentioned this to you, but nothing is etched in stone as far as dates. Nothing's going to start over Thanksgiving, obviously. They may wait till 19, but it was announced a little while ago that Bad Boys 3.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be made, and there will be shooting parts of it here in Atlanta.
Now, Greg, you know, I ain't never asked for no favors, man.
No, you haven't. You haven't.
I haven't asked, but I'm about to ask for this, man. I need to be a bad boy. I don't want to be John Sally. I don't want to be John Sally.
No, wait,
what
you can't pick and choose. You just want to be in it.
I just want to be in it. Okay. I don't want to be no inmate, though. I don't want to be no prison.
Yeah, I get you. I know you don't want to be typecast.
I might look like that, but I don't want to be typecast, no prisoner, no. I would like to be somebody that wears a suit.
Yeah, he's that Saints
fan. Because it's a far depart. Because I would have to actually act, because I don't really wear clothes like that. So that would be like me acting for real, like in a grown person's outfit.
I will absolutely keep you in mind and mention you to any of the casting directors that I know of that are looking for a certain need.
Okay,
and you got some. You have some cachet. I don't think you realize that. You have a name, and people will want to work with you. Movie stars know who you are. So when
you sure
when,
about that?
We don't have any dates yet. We don't have any dates yet. I can't. I don't even want to tease you with it. I don't have any dates yet.
Do female movie stars know who he is?
No. See, John, wait a minute. I'm not. I don't want to be typecast as like a caveman.
Hang on. Where's Will Smith from? And where did you play?
He's from Philly.
There you go.
I met Will Smith in the airport one day. I didn't say anything to him because I was kind of surprised that he's so little. He's a little dude. Like, he looks bigger on TV.
He's not Ali?
No, he's not.
Say, isn't he about 6'1", 6'2"?
No, I'm talking about as far as his size. Like, he's a thin guy. He's a thin guy. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. That's gonna be an exciting movie.
I will do my best to try and keep you in mind, because I know you want to take a week off, because you're going to have to take some time off.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're going to take some time off here.
I got to take a week off?
Well, if you're going to have a role,
you
okay,
can
maybe
take a
two
vacation.
Or three.
You probably have.
Oh,
you know.
Okay. Yeah.
There are sacrifices with
hold
a
up,
movie star.
A whole week off, bro? From talking, being able to talk on the radio and wear shorts to work every day?
Think about this,
and
though.
Wear like real clothes?
Think about it. You get residuals for the rest of your life for that week off.
How much money are we talking about?
It depends on what kind of role you got. If you're co-starring, the checks are bigger. But once you're in a movie, you got some lines. That check, you get mailbox money for the rest of your life.
Oh, so you
got
to have lines. Because I was in Limitless, and I was about to say, when you were talking about them checks, I ain't seen no check from that yet.
No, that was extra role. But once you say, if you get hired as an extra, and you're standing in line behind the star, and the star sneezes, and they go on with the scene, and the director says, hey, hang on a second, that didn't look right. You, behind the star, say Gesundheit. As soon as you say Gesundheit, a whole bunch of people run up with new paperwork for you.
Is that right?
And you have to sign over, and now you are bumped up into a speaking role, and which means you will get mailbox money for the rest of your life.
Oh, but I got to take a week off of work.
Well, I'm giving you visions of grandeur. I don't know that your role will be that big.
I'm saying, though, you know me, I like to dream big. I like to dream big. Okay. So I'm like, oh, got to take a week off work.
Well, we'll plan it after 19.
Yeah, we'll do that. But I don't know. John might miss me for a whole week. He might miss me for a whole week.
I have my cats. I mean.
Oh, yeah, you got Elsie and Archie.
I don't think I'm going to miss you. Anyway.
You'll miss me.
Not for a week, I won't.
You'll miss me. We're going to go get a case of the Orange Gina.
Don't worry, you won't miss
me. We're going to drink some Orange Gina. I said it right that time. I don't know why y'all getting so paranoid when stuff come out of my mouth, man. I don't understand that. But anyway, like I was saying.
It's called the FCC.
But anyway, like I was saying, this Pikachu movie might be pretty exciting. I might need to find some kids to actually come with me and go, because I might be looking kind of weird.
Bro, I'm not sending my kid with you to go see no Pokemon, bro.
You knew you was the first person I was going to ask. Hey, you want to think Gloria might want to go see Pokemon?
She's going to see it, but she's going to see it with me.
Well, I'm going with y'all then. All
right, that's what's up.
We're going to go together to see the Pokemon movie.
Hey, Greg, what else are they shooting in town? I mean, big stuff. I mean, we have anything like major? Because I know we had Ant-Man and Wasp and... You know, because the
I didn't even recognize Atlanta in that movie either. It was hard to recognize. Yeah, it was kind of hard to recognize.
Well, much like your Pikachu movie and all, your Pokemon stuff, they will be doing a lot of the CGI stuff, and they're probably doing a lot of Pinewood out in Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
So they will make it look like wherever. There were some buildings that were noticed in that, like in Black Panther 2, they noticed it was the High Museum. And
I definitely noticed
that. Yeah, you noticed that. But anyway, to answer your question, John, you remember the movie Boomerang?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence.
Yep. Oh, that was the greatest. The cafeteria scene in Boomerang was the greatest scene ever in life. That was the greatest. Boy, listen, I need to be in that one, too.
Okay, they're making that one. And guess who the executive producer is? And I had the privilege of being in this episode. I shot one last week. Halle Berry.
I was right.
Are we calling an audible?
Halle is producing it, but they're turning it into a TV show. But Halle's in town. She's executive producing that. American Soul. This is a movie about, another TV series. It's the story of Don Cornelius.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Because Soul Train started in Chicago.
Yes, it did.
In Chicago. And true story, my auntie got a chance to dance on Soul Train one time. My auntie danced on Soul Train.
Do you think our audience knows that Walter Payton was on Soul Train?
Nope.
You can Google, you could YouTube Walter Payton, and he's in the Soul Train line. Dancing. Pop
Soul Train, man, listen.
Walter
Soul
Payton
Train
was on there.
Like you stayed up to watch Soul Train. Yeah. You definitely stayed up to watch Soul Train at Don Cornelius.
It came on in the morning.
Anyway, another
kid.
One is Brooklyn. They're doing that on HBO. Jeremy Irons, Regina King, Don Johnson. Star is still going on. But
Don Johnson's still around?
Don Johnson has become relevant again because of his daughter.
Oh, yeah, because of Dakota.
Yeah, that's why. But people, you know, everything's 20 years old. They want to get Sonny Crockett's back up and around again. Anyway, I appreciate the minute.
No worries.
Thank you.
Greg Clarkson.
You're the man.
Of course, you can check out. Wait, where can they check out on 929 The Game?
They go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. They will see the list. They'll see a link showing how to submit yourself, a link showing you which streets are closed due to filming, thanks to the Atlanta Film Office, and my email address, greg.clarkson@intercom.com. Not for submissions, just if you got any questions.
There's the disclaimer. Make I told it you it was coming. Your chance to win a pair of tickets right now to see the Hawks, Kawhi Leonard, and the Raptors on the 21st at State Farm Arena.
Hey, champs! Be caller number 9 right now. 404-741-0929. Win Hawks tickets from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And that's a good one, too. That's Kawhi and the Raptors on the 21st in a week from tonight. Coming up top of the hour, Rick and John on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on a very busy Flowery Branch kind of Wednesday.